Welcome to Beauty with Lane. I'm your host, Helena, and I'm a content creator and certified hairstylist. I'll be spilling all the tea on the most shocking stories you've ever heard, the best beauty tips, relationship advice, and so much more. Get your mugs ready, everybody, because we're about to sip some serious tea. Hello, you guys, and welcome back to episode 4 of the Beauty with Lane podcast. It is 10 o'clock on a Wednesday, and I know I was supposed to have an episode up, but it has been an absolutely busy week. It has been great, though. I want to tell you guys a little bit about my week. So yeah, like I said, it is a late Wednesday night. I'm just chilling on the couch here in our living room with my little doggo. This is MJ. If you guys are watching on the YouTube video, you might see a small little white fluff ball. He has been my baby for like almost 12 years. So he literally is attached to me at the hip. Every time I have any hair clients come to our house, because I have like a little in-home salon, they're like, oh my gosh, MJ literally is attached to the hip to you. And I'm like, you don't understand the gravity of the situation. Like, this puppy literally is with me everywhere I go. So yeah, if you guys are watching on the YouTube channel, hello, you can actually see me. And if you guys are listening to the podcast, thank you for tuning in another week. I'm so grateful that you guys like the podcast and that you have been listening. It has meant the world to me because I genuinely love just talking to you guys and getting your feedback and just putting my opinion out there in the world, you know, making friends. So yeah, it's been, I can't believe it's already been a month already, but it's been a great month. I think it would be cool if you could get to know me a little bit better. So today is going to be a solo episode. I'll be answering all of your burning questions about how I got into Romania, when I moved here, and growing up in a foreign country as an American citizen, and what that was like, and everything in between. So I posted on my Instagram, which if you're not following already, it's at helena.tiburca, H-E-L-E-A-N-A dot T-I-B-U-R-C-A. And I ask you guys on my stories, like, what do you guys want to know about growing up here and stuff? And you guys came through with some really good questions. And there are so many. I think there are like 50 questions that I really liked and I saved. And obviously, I won't be able to get through all of those today. But I think it'll be really cool to talk about. I think that my parents' story and my story on moving here is pretty cool. So I hope you guys are going to enjoy the episode today. But before we get into that, I want to tell you guys about my week because it was my birthday over the weekend. I turned 23 and I genuinely feel so hopeful about this year. I don't know what it is. Normally on my birthday, when I like get older, I'm always like, geez. Like, I was actually telling someone the other day that when I turned 18 and like I became an actual adult or whatever, I actually like cried in the morning. I think I had my first like life crisis, like, oh my gosh, I'm 18, like I'm going to college, and like I freaked out. And now is like the first year when I got older and I was like, yo, this is gonna be a really good year. Like, I can just feel it in my bones. And I'm really excited to see like what's in store for me. So yeah. So what has my week been like? So many things happened. So in the past week since I talked to you guys, I took on a small group at church, which has been really cool. I'm a small group leader now, so that's cool. It's my first time being a small group leader, and I'm leading girls from age 15 to 18, which has been so fun. They're so sweet and so nice, and it just reminded me of what it's like to be a teenager and like all the little drama that you have that you think is like so important at the moment, and then you grow up and you're like, whoa. Like, those things are like, they're just so different, you know, like being dependent on your parents again. And you know, the girls, they were so sweet, and I'm so excited to get to know them better. So yeah, I became a small group leader this week. I had a balayage appointment. I took a girl from like black hair to blonde, which was a 7-hour process, but it turned out really good and she was really happy, so that makes me happy. And then right before I filmed this podcast, well, actually like a few hours ago, because now it's 10 p.m. I cut one of my friend's bangs and she looked really cute. I love the way it turned out. So yeah, this week I've just been doing some hair, working online, working on my jobs, my social media stuff, making videos. So yeah, just the regular, I guess. And oh, Okay, now I remember. So this weekend was my birthday, and Andre was giggling at me because I was calling it my birthday weekend, and he made a surprise birthday weekend getaway for us, which was so sweet. And like when he told me when we were going, guys, I like teared up. I actually started crying. So that's because it was just so special, just the way that he knows me. So I'll tell you guys where we went. So Andre made a surprise getaway to Brasov, which is one of my favorite Romanian cities, and it's about 6 hours away from where we are. It's in the mountains. People go there to go skiing. It just has the most beautiful picturesque views. And for all of my American friends, that's where Dracula's castle is. So if you ever come to Romania, you've got to go to Brasov. It is so pretty. Like literally one of the prettiest places I've seen. So we went there for the weekend, but that's not the kicker, guys. You want to know what the real kicker is? Is that my man's got us tickets to a bear sanctuary. Yes, there is a sanctuary where a foundation has saved 107 bears that were in captivity or like in the zoos being abused, found on the road. And it was such a beautiful experience. And they also owned a dog shelter with like hundreds of dogs, and unfortunately we didn't get to make it to the dog shelter, but if we would have, I'm like 100% sure that we would have brought home a puppy. So maybe it was good that we didn't go to the dog shelter, because then we would have four dogs. But yeah, it was just such a meaningful gift to me, because it just said, like, maybe to someone else, if they would have gotten tickets to go to like a bear sanctuary, they would have been like, oh, okay, thanks, whatever. But to me it was just like, wow, you really know me and you really like know the way to my heart. So it was really sweet. So yeah, we went to the bear sanctuary, we walked around the town, but because of Corona, things were so depressing. Like, we ate outside in the freezing weather. Yeah, it was just different. We went there 2 years ago and it was like a really nice and warm experience, and now it was like Corona time. So it was a little bit sad to see how everything had changed, but the weekend was beautiful. We stayed in a hotel like at the highest point of the city, so we got to see the whole city. And if you guys want to see pictures, those are on my Instagram on my highlight called birthday. But yeah, it was just great to get away. It reminded me of how much I love traveling, and I just can't wait for this crazy time to be over so that we can just go and travel the world and see like the beautiful creation that's out there. So yeah, that was basically my week. I think that's a pretty good recap of what I've been up to since last Wednesday that we had chatted. So I want to get into the questions that you guys asked me. So I guess I should start out by telling you guys a little bit about my story and how my family and I got here in the first place and like where I live and stuff like that. So I'm originally from Loganville, Georgia, which is a little town about an hour outside of Atlanta. And my parents lived there. My dad was a children's pastor at a Baptist church, and my mom was a home appraiser and she had her own business. And we lived there until I was 7 years old. But when I was 5, my parents decided that they wanted to go on a mission trip. We ended up going, okay, there are more layers to this story. So basically, one Christmas, my parents splurged on Christmas gifts and they gave us a lot of stuff. And then my mom looked around the room and she was like, dude, this is not, obviously she didn't say dude, but I did. That's my interpretation of it. So my mom was like talking to my dad, and they were looking around the room and there were like a bunch of toys on the floor, and they were like, this is not what Christmas is about, and next year let's really focus on what Christmas is all about, and let's go on a mission trip and let's donate all of that money that we would have used on presents and go on a mission trip and go help other people in another country. So we came to Oradea on a mission trip and we stayed for 10 days and we visited a bunch of different places that were definitely life-changing. But I think the one that was the most life-changing for everyone in my family was the baby hospital, because at that time Romania was not in the European Union yet and there were lots of abandoned babies in this giant like children's hospital. And I still remember walking in and just seeing like so many babies, and even just as a 5-year-old I remember like breaking down and crying and just thinking like, these kids don't have mommies and daddies. And I remember we stayed for like 2 or 3 hours and we like fed the babies and we held them, and then we came back on the bus to go back to the foundation and all of us were just silent. And my mom even tells me to this day that I sobbed like the whole way from the hospital back to the foundation. And we went back to America a few days later, and then all of us just decided like we really wanted to move to Romania. We were like, we want to come, we want to make a difference, we want to do something that actually like matters. I mean, I was really little at this point, but I still wanted to move here. And I have four other siblings who also really wanted to move here. And we talked to our mom and dad, and my mom and dad, they wanted to move here. So then April the following year, my dad came back on another mission trip to really scope out the logistics of moving here. And he came back, and then my mom and dad were like, all right, let's do it. So we packed up all of our stuff, and we moved 1 year to the date after that mission trip. And so we moved here, and my parents started a foundation, and that's like the very short story of it. And now we've been here for, man, if I was 5 and now I'm 23, that was like almost 16 years ago, or it has been 16 years. Oh my gosh, it's been a really long time. Throughout this time, I have gone back to America like once a year, except for last year because of Corona, I couldn't go visit one of my sisters. Normally I go back once a year, but my parents started a foundation here and they help all sorts of people, from Roma people to Romanian people to Hungarian people. So they're like very spread out. They work in all sorts of areas, and they have school programs, they feed the elderly, they help impoverished families, they've built homes, they've helped they've worked in orphanages, they've helped homeless people. So literally anything you can think of, my parents have done it, and I think it's so cool, and I love what they do, and I'm so proud of what they do. And they have a really cool project going on, and yeah, that's basically the short story of how we got here. So if you guys want to get more details on my parents' foundation, it's www.beliefinmotion.org, and you can stay up to date with like newsletters and see videos and like all sorts of things that they do here. But yeah, so that's a pretty good recap of like how we got here. So now I kind of want to get into the questions that people had for me, and I want to just answer your questions. And I'm sure I'll talk more about like my childhood here and my adolescence here and meeting Andre and all that great stuff. First, I want to get into the assumptions that you guys had, and then we'll get into the questions. So the first one is, I assume it might have been hard to adapt yourself to the new living, but you managed it well. Well, when I moved here, I didn't find it hard at all. I actually like find myself in both cultures. So I didn't find it hard. And I think that's because I was so little when we moved here that I just kind of became Romanian, even though on paper I'm American, but in my heart, I feel like I'm very much so a big part Romanian. So yeah, it wasn't that hard to adapt. It really wasn't. I made friends and I learned the language pretty quickly, but I saw there were questions about that, so I'll get into that later. So the next assumption is, you love it. All of my life, I've loved living here. Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, there are things that really bother me. The older that I get and the more I get into politics and I see like some stuff, there are some things that definitely do bother me, but for the most part, I do love it. So I guess your assumption is correct. I assume it was hard to learn the language. Like I said, because we moved here when I was 7 years old, I learned the language really quickly. I was speaking fluently by the time I was 7. Granted, it was not perfect, but I never took a Romanian lesson and I speak it fluently. I understand like 100% of everything. I went to college and it was in Romanian. So yeah, I would say that I learned the language. It wasn't hard. I learned it just by ear. I would go outside and I really wanted friends, y'all. I've always been social since I was little, but is that a surprise to anyone? I don't think so. Yeah, so I would go outside and the kids would be playing, and I just learned how to say like "Ce asta," which means "What is this?" And I would like either act something out or I would point to stuff, and then just by listening, I learned how to speak. So yeah, it wasn't that hard. And then as I got older, I would hang out with my friends and they would be reading books, and then they gave me a Romanian book, and then one of my neighbor's moms would like sit down and read books with me, and she'd explain words. She was so nice. So that's how I learned how to speak Romanian. I assume you love Romania more than Romanians do. Oh, that's a tough one. I don't know. I've met some really patriotic Romanians, and I've also met like the complete opposite of that, and people who just like don't want to be here at all. My husband's family is from here. Most of my friends are Romanian, and I think that the culture is really nice. I think that like the views and the nature are just beautiful and like breathtaking. So I do love Romania. Like I said, it has its pros and cons, but for the most part, yeah, I would say that I love it. And then the last assumption is, you have the best friends friends ever. And Legia, you are correct. You are my best friend. I'm trying not to laugh directly in the microphone because I don't want to bust your eardrums. But yes, Legia, I do have the best friends ever. You are my best friend. And if you guys haven't heard the episode with my best friend and sister-in-law, then you guys need to go listen to it. It was a blast. Now we're going to get into some juicy questions. So the first question is, do you remember being shocked by anything when you moved here for the first time? And sis, yes, I remember being shocked by a couple of things here, okay? But one comes to mind, and that was when I moved here, there was only one big grocery store, maybe two, and it was called Selgros, and it's still here. And I remember my mom and I were shopping, and mind you, pigs, I just want to give a quick little disclaimer, okay? Pigs were always my favorite animal growing up. I had pig stuffed animals. I thought they were cute. They were pink. They were fluffy. They had like the curly little cute tails. And when we moved to Romania, my neighbor had pigs and piglets, people. Piglets. And I would go over every single day and I would go play with her piglets. And I just loved pigs. I love animals. I was vegan for a year, vegetarian for longer. So always loved animals. Okay, people. And we walk into Selgros and we walk to the back. And little did 8-year-old little Lena know that she would see a massacre of 100 pigs hanging upside down. Okay, I started screaming and crying, and I was telling my mom, I was like, Mom, what's going on with all the pigs? Like, why are they hanging upside down? Well, apparently there was like a butchering of pigs, and they were just hanging through a glass window and you could see them, which was shocking. And to this day, when I go to Selgros and I see those pigs, my heart drops down to my stomach and I get very upset. And so yeah, that was something that really shocked me when we moved here. What's the best coffee shop in town? That's a hard one. That's one thing I love about Romania, is that they have like lots of walking streets and you can just like walk the city. Oh, you know what? It's not hard. I'll tell you what my favorite coffee shop is. It's Snooze. Snooze is the best coffee shop, and they have the sweetest people there, the sweetest owners, and I love Snooze. And they also own a little like cafe called Avoca, so they have really great stuff. I love it. They're so nice. So if you ever come to Oradea and you want some coffee, you have to go to Snooze. They're the best. They have bagels too. What else could you need? They're the best. They are the absolute best. What is the best way to prepare yourself to move to another culture? What were the hardest things? Ooh, the best way to prepare yourself to move to another culture, I would say I am 100% down for like when people move to another country, I feel like they should learn the language. So even when I go on vacation to other places, I always try to learn the language like through Duolingo or whatever that is. I just feel like it's respectful. If you're going into other people's culture and land, I feel like you should try to learn the language. So, and then another way to prepare yourself to move would be to visit the country at least a couple of times, like 2 or 3 times. I think you should look around and get some like prospects to see what you think. Do you think you could fit into this culture? I think that watching vlogs from that country is very helpful. I know whenever we go on vacation, I always watch other YouTubers like visiting or eating the food. And I think that it's like a really good way to really immerse yourself into the culture virtually. And you can get a good feel for whether or not you would be a good fit for that. And then also just looking stuff up online. And of course, there are stereotypes and stuff, but if you watch enough and you like document enough, you're gonna find out if you're going to fit into the culture. And what were the hardest things? The hardest things. I think the hardest thing maybe is that the sense of humor is different in Romania than it is in America. I think like both cultures are very funny, but they're funny in a different way. So I think in high school, it was really hard for me to find people who had like the same sense of humor as I did. But Andre and I in high school, we had the same sense of humor and we just clicked. And then also throughout my years, I learned like, and I think this is scientific as well. Like if you learn another language, your brain associates another side of your personality to it. So when I am speaking in Romanian and I'm around my Romanian friends, I'll say like the dumbest Romanian jokes, but they're funny, you know? But if I were to ever translate those into English, then they would never be funny. And vice versa, like if I try to tell a Romanian style joke to my friends, they just like won't think it's funny. So yeah, that was probably a hard thing, was just learning to become more like the culture without losing myself, if that makes sense. So yeah. And then, you know, as I got older, I found the people who I get along with and who understand me. And now I have a solid group of friends who really get me. So all right. Do you feel that being American but growing up in Romania affects how you identify with both cultures? I'd say I'm different from both cultures. I wouldn't say I 100% fit in with Americans or 100% fit in with Romanians either, which I don't think is a bad thing at all, because whenever I would like hang out with Romanians as I was growing up, I was always like the American kid. And so that made me different. And then also like going back to America, I was like the girl who lives in Romania, which was also cool. So I don't think that I identify differently, because I am American and I don't struggle with being American growing up here. Like, I don't feel any less American growing up here than I would have felt growing up in America. And I also feel like a really big part Romanian. And like I said, not that it's like on paper or anything, but I do feel like I have a lot of Romanian culture put into me. So I'm kind of like in between, and I can float between cultures. And I've always been really good with just like, what's the word? I've always been like a social butterfly. So if there were people from Romania, I could go and I could hang out with them. And if there were people from America, I could go hang out with them. And it was like always easy for me to adjust. So yeah, I don't think it was a big problem for me. I think I identify really well with both cultures. It just depends on who I'm with, because sometimes like I went to Pitești to go visit my sister, which is another city. And I was speaking to somebody and they were like, oh, you're Ardeleanca. So that's like the region that we're from. And they're like, oh, you're like this. And so I have an accent like the people around me. And so yeah, I'd say that I can identify with any culture. I guess I'm a little cultural butterfly. All right. Do you think Romanians treat you differently due to not being ethnically from there? Growing up, yes, for sure. I mean, that's just the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I think that people maybe thought I was like cooler than I really was because I was American. And they were like, oh, this girl's American. Like, let's hang out. And I remember that used to make me really upset, because I used to be like, I just want them to be friends for me. I've always been all about that, like, love me for who I am, you know, not like my culture. And so, yeah, there were times where people only wanted to be friends with me because I was American. I remember growing up, like in third and fifth grade, like people only wanted to be my friend because I was American, and I get my feelings hurt a lot. So yeah, there were times where I didn't want to tell people I was American, but like, how was I gonna hide it? You know, I was a blonde little kid with blue eyes with a thick accent. So yeah. So yeah, people did treat me differently when I was younger, but now that I've grown up, people travel to Romania a lot more now. A lot of people my age travel all around the world. We've all met other people and it's not as special anymore, which I love, because I hate getting like preferential treatment. I don't like people to be nicer to me because I'm from America or whatever. I just want you to be nice to me because I'm me, and I'm going to be nice to you because you're you. So yeah. I mean, that's just the honest answer. So I keep getting a lot of questions like, how difficult was it to learn Romanian? How well do you know Romanian? And I also had somebody ask me to speak Romanian. So maybe I'll do, why am I doing this to myself? I'm getting so nervous. Maybe I'll introduce myself in Romanian. Okay, so I'll just tell you guys a little bit about myself in Romanian really fast so you guys can see.
Mă numesc Helena, am 23 de ani, locuiesc în Oradea și am 3 căței și o pisică, lucrez în marketing online și am un podcast. Sunt căsătorită de 3 ani, nu, de 2 ani jumate și îmi place să călătoresc, să cânt, să mănânc, în mare parte asta fac de obicei.
And yeah, that's gonna be it. That's gonna be all for now. That was great. That was cringy. I love it. Love it. Great. Okay, moving on, people.
What do you miss about your home country, if anything at all?
What do I miss? I'll tell you what I miss. I miss my sister and her kids. So my sister lives in America and she has some of my nieces and nephews, and I miss them so much. And normally I go back like once a year. And like I said, last year I wasn't able to go. And so I missed out. Like, I haven't seen them in 2 years. So that's the only thing I miss from America. And then maybe like TJ Maxx and Barnes and Noble. Yeah, my sister, for sure. That's what I miss.
Can you describe a regular day in your life?
Sure, I'll describe a regular day in my life. So I wake up at around 8 a.m. I play with the dogs. I drink some coffee. So then we work until like
5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, and then we'll either go to town and we'll walk around the town, and normally like when there are no corona vibes, we'll go get coffee and we'll walk the dogs around town. And in the summertime, we'll go to like the river or the lake, and then we'll let the dogs swim and we'll like chill and talk to people on the street who think our dogs are cute. Which, by the way, if you ever see me with my dogs, please come say hello. My dogs love to meet new people. And then if we're not in the town, we're visiting our families or we're having like people over. So my family lives in the village and Andre's family lives in the city. So we get to like have the best of both worlds. And I love the countryside because it's so like, I don't know, they have like cows walking on the streets. There are so many times where you can like drive to my parents' house and you'll be stopped in the middle of the road because like a flock of sheep decide to cross the road and you have to wait for like 15 minutes because like 300 sheep are crossing the road, or the old man is walking his cow in the middle of the street. So I love the village. I love that lifestyle. It's so simple and beautiful. And Andre and I, we've had our share of living like in the town and right outside the town, but we're definitely going to be settling down in the village very soon, and hopefully one day we'll have our own farm because like I said, we love animals. I want to have goats, sheep, cows, and I don't want them for meat or milk or anything. I just want them for meat. I want to have pets. People laugh at me, but I'm gonna have a donkey, and when you come see me at my house, my donkey is gonna come say hello to you like a dog, and that's my goal. I'm saying it right now. Okay, so that's basically a regular day in my life. We work and we hang out with people. We hang out with our families. And the main thing that I really like about our town is that you can just like walk around the city and there's like a river going through the middle of the town. So it's beautiful. Where is your favorite place to go in your host country? Ariashani, that's easy. Andre and I love Ariashani. It's like 3 hours away from where we live. It's in the beautiful mountains and they have like creeks and waterfalls, and there are so many waterfalls there. You can literally just like hike anywhere and within like 2 hours you'll find a waterfall, and we love it. Our dogs love it, and I'll jump in the waterfall every single time I can. Doesn't matter how cold it is, I'm gonna be in that waterfall. So yeah, we love Ariashani. And also they have like again, back to the animals. Last time I went to Ariashani, we went camping with our brother and sister-in-law. There were like 15 cows. A lady was on the street and she like whistled or sang a song or something, and all 15 cows just like ran down a steep, steep hill straight to her. And I was like, that's my goal. Okay, where do you see that in Loganville? Somebody tell me. Okay. I love Romania's like, they're just simple, just like so natural. I love it. Which place do you feel most at home, America or Romania? Romania, for sure. Whenever I go to America, I feel like I'm just visiting, and I feel like I'm visiting my sister, and it doesn't feel like home to me. It feels nice, definitely, and I like it, but Romania feels like home for sure because this is where both of our families are from. But if Andre and I were to move, literally anywhere I'm with Andre and like our dogs, I feel at home. So yeah. What's the hardest and best thing about being an overseas kid? The hardest thing? I guess the hardest thing is probably like I said, when you're in America, you're not really American. When you're in Romania, you're not really Romanian. But that wasn't something I ever struggled with. It was just when I was younger and more insecure. But now, like, I love who I am. I love my culture and heritage. And I love that I'm from America, but I live in Romania and I'm married to a Romanian. So, like, I'm really proud of, like, who I am. So it's not like a really big deal anymore. And the best thing about being an overseas kid is like ironically the same thing. I think it's so cool that I got to travel so much when I was a kid. I mean, I was on my first airplane overseas when I was 5 years old. So I've been traveling a lot since I was little, and I just think that I have a really cool history. So I think the best thing is also being that different kid. Like here I was American and there I wasn't, like I was like kind of Romanian. It's just different. Like it's not common. So you can look at it as a bad thing or you can look at it as a good thing, and I'm choosing to look at it as like a bomb thing. What things have become a part of you that were not a part of your American culture? One thing comes to mind, and it's a Kalisa Slanina, you know, the goods, the good good. That is pig fat, you guys. I love, so it just sounds so gross. I never heard of anyone eating like slanina when I was growing up, which is just like they literally take the pig fat. Oh my gosh, this is so sad. But and then they like smoke it, and it's very good. It's one of the most delicious. I had some tonight for dinner, I'm not gonna lie. I've always loved it since I was little. I remember I told my mom the first time that my neighbor served it to me when I was like 8, and my mom was like, don't eat that, it's probably like gonna go straight to your heart, it's like cholesterol and stuff. And I would always sneak it because I thought it was so yummy. So yeah, that was something that definitely became a part of me that was not my American culture before. I mean, maybe it's someone else's culture, but it's not mine. And now it is. And I love it. So yeah.
Which culture do you think fits you more, American or Romanian?
Ooh, a fancy question. I'd say American, probably, because I was homeschooled as I was growing up and I spent a lot of time with my family. And then going back like once a year back to the States for like 2 or 3 months, I kept really intact with my culture. And also my family and I, we always spoke English at home, and I would like watch, I mean, I watched Romanian cartoons and that helped me learn Romanian a lot, but like I would watch a bunch of English cartoons. So I feel like at the core of it, American definitely fits me the most, but that's not to say that I don't love Romanian culture, because I do. And then this kind of like piggybacks off of that. How do you blend the two worlds? How do you blend the two worlds? I don't know. I just do it. It's not like a big deal. I think it's really cool to have two different cultures, because when I go visit my in-laws, it's like 100% Romanian. And then when we go visit my family, it's like 100% American. And we visit like each other's families almost every other day. So it's really easy to blend the two worlds. And I think it's because I've been here for so long that it's really not a big deal. I just like, it's just a switch. Like when I'm with my family, I'm like Helena from America. When I'm with my Romanian family, it's like Helena from Romania. So, oh, that rhymes. That's cute. Yeah, so that's how I do it. Do you have an embarrassing cultural duh moment or faux pas? Yes. And I would love to talk about it, because it's not the first time that it happened and people get offended when I do this. So every time I went back to America and I would be talking or playing with one of my friends or whatever, and they wouldn't understand me, and I'd be speaking to them in English, and they're American, mind you, and they would be like, I don't understand what you're saying. And then I would just start talking to them in Romanian, and I'd say the exact same thing I was saying in English but in Romanian, and then they would just look at me like with the most dumbfounded look on their face, like, what just happened? And then most of the time I wouldn't even notice it. And that's because like when I'm in Romania and I would say something in English to my friends and they didn't understand, I just say it in Romanian, and then everybody was clear. It was like, oh yeah, now I know what you're talking about. But when you go to America and you talk to an American in another language, they think you're like cussing them out or something. And I was just trying to explain, like, no, that's not what I mean. So yeah, that's definitely one of my biggest like faux pas. And I did that like as a kid a lot with my friends in America, but then I did it once as a teenager, and then like the person actually got really offended that I did that, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. So yeah, that's like my biggest cultural duh moment probably.
What is the weirdest thing that you ate in America or Romania? The weirdest thing that I ate in Romania is pig brain. That's the weirdest thing that I ate. Or anything that has to do with like Romanian pig Christmas food. So like in Romania, a lot of families will like kill a pig for Christmas, and then like they don't waste anything. So anything on that pig, like almost everything is going to be eaten. I'm talking tongue, I'm talking ears, I'm talking everything, okay? Everything. And Andrei loves creier pane, so that's like fried brain.
I don't even want to talk about it. I'm getting sick right now.
It's like, okay, and rachituri, or like what else are they called? Like chocoane or something like that. I hate those. I am not picky. Listen, you can ask my mother-in-law, you can ask my friends, my husband, whatever. I'll eat anything you put on my plate, and I'll eat all of it, and I'll probably get seconds too, because your girl is a foodie, okay? But anything pig like related for Christmas, if it's not like Toba, don't get me started. I don't like it. I just don't. I'm so sorry. I'm sure it's delicious. And I've given it many, many tries. There have been so many times, every Christmas, every single Christmas when Andre's mom makes it, I'm sure it's delicious. Everybody loves it. But whenever I put like the gelatin in my mouth, I freak out. Oh, rachitor. What are those? It's like boiled bones in like meat, and then like the fat comes out of the bone. I'm probably butchering this. I'm so sorry to everyone. I'm sure you guys are mad. but they like boil it and the fat comes out, and then you put it outside or like in the fridge or whatever, and then when the fat freezes it becomes like a gelatin, and then they like put salt and like pepper and all this different condiments and stuff, and it's like a delicacy here. And I'm like I said, I'm sure it's wonderful. I've tried 3 or 4 times to eat it, and I just every time I eat it I get sick, and that's just, it's probably all in my brain, but like, yeah, anything pig, I just can't. What do you do for fun in Romania? What do I do for fun? I love bike riding, guys. Oh, anywhere. I'll go biking anywhere. I'll go swimming in any natural like body of water. I love to go to the lake on like my little blow up boat from Jumbo. It was like $100 or something. And I'll take all of my friends with me and we'll go swimming for the day or walking through like the forest. Anything outside in Romania is beautiful. I love walking through the town. I love getting coffee. I love playing games with my friends. I love socializing, and I love like going out in outside, just anything outside. So that's what I do for fun. I walk my dogs, play with my dogs, play with my friends, hang out with my friends, hang out with my family, hang out with my parents, hang out with Andre's parents. That's what I do. That's what I do. I'm a family girl. I love my family. What is traditional Romanian food like? Okay, so like I said, there's all that pig stuff that's like pretty traditional for Christmas time, but I love sarmale, guys. Ooh, those are like little cabbage rolls, and they have like meat and rice on the inside, but you can also make them like vegan or vegetarian. Delicious. Chef's kiss. 10 of 10. Would eat every single day. And they're always served at weddings, at the end of weddings. And they have like a bunch of different like stews that are delicious. So there's like ciorbă de perișoare. That's really good. It's like a rice ball soup. Yeah, they have lots of really good food. Romanian food, oh, nothing like it. Like this weekend, I told Andre, like, I don't want to go to any trendy restaurants. I literally just want to go to a Romanian traditional restaurant, and I want to eat everything there. So I got like, what did I get? What is it? Fasole uscată cu ciolan de la ceaun în pâine. That's what I ate. Sounds complicated, but if you know, you know, and it's delicious, and that's my favorite Romanian food probably. So yeah, the food in Romania is delicious, and if anybody tells you otherwise, they're wrong. It's very, very good. Did you see yourself marrying a Romanian man? And this question came out the perfect time, because Andre and I were just talking about this, because we were on a road trip and it was 6 hours, so we literally talked about everything under the sun, and it was so nice. When I was 16, yeah, I told my mom, I was like, I'm moving to Australia and I'm going to Hillsong and I'm finding me a man's there, because I'm not going to find a guy here who's taller than me, that loves God, that loves animals, and like treats me really nice. Like, that's just not going to happen, because I had been burned a couple of times. And so I was like, I'm moving, that's it. And my mom was like, oh, please don't move. Like, I was like, I don't know. And I was really bummed and sad, right? And so my mom and my dad that night, like, I kid you not. Okay, they prayed. They were like, God, please bring Helena somebody who's like tall and loves God and loves animals and everything I said, right? Okay, 1 week goes by and it's my birthday party, like I talked about in the last episode with Naomi. If you guys haven't listened yet, listen to the previous story and you'll hear about like the night me and Andre realized we were right for each other. That week, people, Andre came to my birthday party and I was like, oh my gosh, you're tall, you're handsome, you love animals, you love me, this is perfect. And so that was the night I was like, yo, I'm staying in Romania, I love this boy. So yeah, I'm just gonna take, I think, 1 or 2 more questions, and they're related to language. So how does your brain work speaking 2 languages? Do you mentally translate the conversations into English? The answer here is no. And I think that's because, like I said, I was so young when I came and I learned the language that I don't have to translate sentences in my mind and like figure out, okay, what does this word mean? What does that word mean? When I'm speaking in Romanian, I don't translate. It just comes in and it goes out. So I speak Romanian really fast, and it just comes to me naturally. And I'm convinced that's because I was so young and I've been speaking it for so long. I mean, it's been like 14 or 16 years or whatever. So it would be a shame if I wasn't thinking in Romanian at this point. I don't really dream in Romanian. I dream in, the next question is, what language do you dream in? And I always dream in English, but recently I've been dreaming in Portuguese. And like, I wake up and I tell Andrea, I'm like, oh my gosh, I dreamed in Portuguese again. And I've been studying Portuguese for like 8 months. And that's just because I love Portuguese culture and I wanted to learn it. And so during quarantine, I started like really sitting down and studying, and I started dreaming in Portuguese and not in Romanian. I think maybe once I dreamed in Romanian, but it's almost always in English, and now as of recent in Portuguese. I think that's about it for today's episode. I'm already at like 50 minutes, so I'm gonna cut it here. That was a really nice conversation. It was really nice. I had a really fun time. I really enjoyed telling you guys my story and answering some questions. I feel like there are so many different things that I could have told you guys and so many stories that I have to tell. And also, I would love to answer more questions about like growing up here. So if you have any more, you can definitely send them in on my Instagram to helena.tiburca or beauty with Lane, spelled B-E-A-U-T-E-A with Lane. And you can send in any questions or any future episode requests that you guys have. Again, I had so much fun. I literally feel like I just sat down and talked to like my best friends because I'm thinking of you guys as I'm answering these questions. So that was really refreshing and nice, and a nice little trip down memory lane. So yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. Make the most of it. Make every day count. And I guess I will be seeing you guys in the next episode next week. And that's the tea, everybody. Goodbye.